You've tuned in to Setting It Straight, bringing you conversations with unique people from the WFCF listening area to set you straight on topics of interest in the First Coast area. And now, your host for Setting It Straight, Flagler College Communication majors Lauren Belcher and Kelly Gibbs.
Good morning, and welcome to Setting It Straight, where we discuss hot topics going on in your world.
I'm Kelly Gibbs.
And I'm Lauren Belcher. Today we're talking with Yvette Schindler, owner and executive chef of Present Moment Cafe. The cafe is a raw food eatery located on West King Street. Thank you for joining us, Yvette.
Thank you for having me.
So, Yvette, what does it mean to eat raw?
Okay, well, the explanation that I find is the easiest to understand is there are enzymes in raw food being nuts, seeds, grains, and if you heat them over 115 degrees, the enzymes die. So you can see that if you take an almond and you would either boil it or heat it over 115 degrees, put it in the ground, it will rot after a while. If it's raw, it will sprout. And it is that life force that you eat when you eat raw foods. So you're getting that energy and you're getting those enzymes and they go in your body and they do the work that God, nature, intended the food to do. Because food is our medicine, and that's our basic philosophy.
Okay. Does raw meat fall into this category, or is it a strictly vegan diet?
Well, I would say that about 99% of people who consume raw foods do not eat any animal products. But you do have a few people who eat raw meat. You have it in conventional diets as well, where they'll eat steak tartare, they'll have oysters, they'll have sushi. So raw meat isn't actually that weird. I personally don't eat it. But again, it's the closest to the whole food is the most beneficial way to eat.
And why do you think that eating raw or eating vegan is so important?
Well, it's the best diet for our planet. There's no packaging. There's no cans. You're buying organic 99% of the time as well. And so you're getting the ultimate in freshness and biodegradable. It's sustainable, eco-friendly. What's good for our body is also good for the earth. And again, that's where our food comes from. So it's a very good diet for man and the planet.
So Yvette, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Setting It Straight, discussing hot topics going on in your world. We are here with Yvette Schindler, owner and executive chef of Present Moment Cafe. Yvette, I've heard certain proponents of raw food swear that it can cure illnesses and even cancer. And you were speaking before about the life force and the fact that when you're eating raw, you're eating the entire life. You know, the plant hasn't died. None of the enzymes in the plant have died. Do you think there are any validity to the statements that it can cure certain illnesses?
I absolutely do. I do believe that food is our medicine. I feel that all the herbs and the seeds and the nuts are all there for our health and happiness. And I have seen personally my customers change over the last 4 years. Their diabetes goes away. They lose weight. They gain more energy. Diseases disappear. I got into the cafe. I opened it because I started eating that diet, and for 3 months I went 100% raw. Arthritis left my body. I had an enormous amount of energy. I felt so much more compassion for life and respect for just being taken care of by nature, and I'm seeing that happen to many of my customers. You can feel the energy when you eat food that the enzymes are still intact. Instead of getting tired, which usually happens when you have a large cooked meal, you get energy, and it starts to heal you. So definitely, I do. My personal experience has been such, and my customers. You will see that a lot of the healing resorts and spas feed them raw food or as close to raw food. They'll do whole foods like brown rice and grains and quinoa so that the body is getting what, I mean, we used to eat this way before we started burning and grilling our food. So you can see that this was the diet that nature had originally given us. So you don't have to do 100% raw, but if you do at least 50 to 60%, you will start seeing the results. That will take you to want to eat more raw.
All right. This Friday, kind of switching to what's going on in the near future. This Friday, a Dead Prez concert is coming to Present Moment, but it's a benefit, actually, backed by Harvest of Hope. What can you tell us about this?
Well, this is very exciting. It's going to be on our West King Street, which to us is an area for locals. And Dead Prez had come in the restaurant and eaten a couple of times last year. They are vegetarian, and they really love the food. They love the setting. They love the philosophy. Their mission is the same: be healthy, be good to the earth, be good to yourself. So it's a joint effort to raise money for the migrant farm workers, and they're picking our food that it's really important that they are taken care of, because I believe also that the energy involved in preparing meals is an ingredient that creates the health of the food as well. So we're very excited about it, and I'm delighted.
So just to kind of tell listeners how big the raw food movement has become, what have you seen in terms of patterns, increases in vegetarian, vegan, and raw foodies? What's it been like?
Well, it's definitely increased since I've started. There's been a lot of awareness lately. You know, I think it was Clinton, President Clinton, who was on CNN, and he had lost a lot of weight. He's off pills. His blood pressure is fine. His diabetes, I believe, as well. And he based it all on a plant-based diet, and that's what created his healthier condition. And he was taking almond milk every morning. And almonds, raw almonds and a half a cup of raw almonds have the power of reducing cholesterol like statins do. And incidentally, in 4 years ago, they banned raw almonds. They said that there was salmonella on them. And so now they're required to be pasteurized, which is another thing that's coming up lately that I find very disturbing, that they actually have a right to tell us what we can eat that grows naturally and what we have to do to it. You know, goat cheese must be pasteurized or only sold as for animal consumption. And there's another bill coming up. It's Bill S-510, whereby they call it food safety, but it would stop us from being able to buy from farmers markets and grow your own vegetables and trade them. This just has to be stopped. People have to be very aware that we have a right to everything that is produced by God or nature, and it is there for our benefit. And man should not legislate it and keep his hands off it. When they take it and they turn it into something else and they, you know, make chemicals out of it, well, then they can legislate it. But the movement for me right now is back to nature, health, and it is our medicine.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Yvette.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for today. Dead Prez is coming to St. Augustine. They'll be at Present Moment tomorrow, Friday the 12th, and tickets are $15. You're listening to Setting It Straight, where we discuss hot topics going on in your world. I'm Kelly Gibbs.
And I'm Lauren Belcher.
We'll see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Nice.
What?
We're still on the air.
Oh, no, we're not on the air. It's recording.
Oh.
We're not. We cut all this out. We can cut the end where we're just... I know.
Well, you think that was all right?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Just reintroduce her and owner or proprietor or president of the cafe.
Oh, yeah.
And just have a reiteration. That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Can you hear me sniffling the whole time?
No.
I was trying so hard, I'm like...
No.
So, Dan, you want me to reintroduce her at the end? Or you're just saying that what I did was fine? Oh, he didn't. Okay. He heard it off.
Let's just start off with... We've been speaking with...
Okay. You told me to do the outro one more time.
Yeah. And just
okay.
Plug the Present Moment Cafe.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna read it, and I'll thank you again, and then you know. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Setting It Straight, where we discuss hot topics going on in your world. We've just spoken with Yvette Schindler, owner and executive chef of Present Moment Cafe. Thanks for joining us today, Yvette.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
The Present Moment Cafe is located at 224 West King Street in St. Augustine.
You've been listening to Setting It Straight with your hosts, Flagler College Communications majors Lauren Belcher and Kelly Gibbs, setting you straight about interesting topics in the First Coast area. Tune in again next Thursday morning at 8:30 for another edition of Setting It Straight, only on 88.5 FM, Flagler College Radio, radio with a reason.